Katie Britt, Dems were just fine with Biden as long as they believed they were winning. By Jeff Poor on July 13, 2024. Friday, during an appearance on Mobile, Alabama Radio's FM Talk 106.5, Senator Katie Britt, RL, said President Joe Biden's decline reflected the decline in the country, adding that the nation's adversaries know Biden is weak. Britt also reacted to the uproar among Democrats about Biden as their party's standard-bearer. According to Alabama's junior U.S. senator, Democrats did not have a problem with Biden's apparent decline until he fell behind in polling following last month's presidential debate. "And I don't think we have to wonder what's going on," she said. "I think it is clear that our commander-in-chief is not in command. And I think it is also clear that not only is President Biden in decline, but he has put our country in decline as well. And each and every time that he stands up and shows the vulnerability, shows his weakness, shows his inability to truly lead, not only is that a sad day for America, but it is a day that makes us weaker and more vulnerable abroad as well. And I continue to look at this and think all of these Democrats are trying to decide what they're going to do for the next 4 years because, remember, they were just fine with him serving in this capacity as long as they believed they were winning. So they were willing to put power above what they knew to be best for the nation. And now we are obviously getting a window into all of this as Americans as to what so many of them have known for so long. And as you know, I said in my State of the Union response that he was a diminished leader," Britt continued. "And I think the world is seeing that today. And the sad thing is that while Democrats are trying to figure out what they're going to do for the election in November, I think the rest of America is sitting back and saying, this man can't lead until January. So it's a sad day for our country. It really is. And I know that our adversaries, I would think, are going to continue to take advantage of that. And I say continue because they have been seeing this. And his weakness has invited so much aggression from each and every one of them. Whether it's Iran or China or Russia or North Korea. They know he's weak and they continue to prey on him." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.